the church has always been like John the Baptist, who prepares the way for the Lord, like her Lord himself, a voice all alone in the world. And so when we hold to the good, godly distinctions between men and women in Scripture, it should be no surprise to us that in the same way that preaching the Word of God clearly makes us isolated from all the rest of the world, we need courage for that task. In the same way that Jesus has courage to face the cross, but for the joy set before him, the joy of being a sacrifice for sinners, of reconciling men alienated from God to their Creator, he endures the cross. And so we, with his example of courage and with the forgiveness that is always ours in his church, we have that very same masculine courage to stand up and speak for the things that are right and good, and to use ourselves, our bodies, our voices, our property, anything, for the good of others, for the good of those entrusted to us, and for the good of a society all around us that is frankly losing its mind in ironing out the distinction between men and women, between adults and children. Society needs courageous, sacrificial men.